Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath. So I want to kind of recap the last couple of weeks. You know, we've been talking about remembering who we are. And kind of the purpose of remembering who we are so that we can get connected to our inner being so that we can create the life that we want, right? And allow the well-being that is our birthright to come to fruition. And remembering that that well-being is always at our fingertips. But it's so often that the circumstances in our lives, it feels like we can't get there. And so I want to talk this week a little bit about how can we get there where we want to be from where we are? How can we get there from here? And I think it's really important to remember that we practice and we talk about allowing things and not having to work at something, and that we don't have to do anything because we don't need fixing. We just need to allow these things to happen. And it feels like I've been doing this forever and I've been practicing this, and yet I still don't have the things I'm trying to manifest, or I still don't wake up in gratitude the way you talk about is possible, Julia. What's wrong? And I want to just reassure you that there's nothing wrong. It takes time and it's a practice. It's not because you don't want it enough. It's not because you're not smart enough. It's not because you're not worthy. It's not because it's not for you and it's not fated for you, or that fate is against you. And it's not because someone else is better than you for being able to attain it. It literally is just that we're not in the right vibration. And we talked a little bit about that last week. It's because we haven't totally been able to connect. When we take those deep breaths and we find that peace within us and we find that sense of calm, that is us getting into alignment with our inner being. And the idea is we want to make sure that we stay in that alignment throughout our day. And so instead of thinking and trying to do, let's allow and try to feel, if that makes sense. We can feel when we step out of that place of peace. We can feel when we aren't aligned with that inner being. And here's how. Our inner being is that space of calm that we find when we take our deep breaths and when we take this time for ourselves. That inner being doesn't know emotions like fear, anxiety, worry, frustration, or any of those things. So when you feel an increased tension or when you feel frustrated, if you can take a deep breath and remember that your inner being doesn't feel that way. Your inner being is not worried about whatever's coming next. Your inner being is not frustrated or feeling like that you didn't get enough done. That is not what your inner being feels like. So when we start to feel those ways, if we can take a couple of deep breaths and allow those feelings to pass through our body, because they are human emotions, which you are entitled to feeling, allow them to pass through, reconnect with who you are. Reconnect with the inner being, the inner you that isn't frustrated, that recognizes all you have done during this day, or recognizes that there isn't anything to worry about, that all is well, and that you are perfectly imperfect and right where you need to be. Try it out throughout the day. Connect with your inner being now as we breathe. And when you start to feel those feelings, remind yourself, my core, who I am at my core, does not align with these feelings, so I don't have to either. Let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good job. Let's do that again. Breathing in and breathing out. Do that again. Deep breath and out. Breathe in that clean, clear air. And breathe out anything that no longer serves you. Good job. Let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through your nostrils. Breathing in. And breathing out. breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Good job. Keep going. And as you breathe, focus on what you're doing while you're breathing. Focus on your breath. What does it feel like? What part of your body is moving? What does the air feel like as it enters and exits your body? What does it feel like to be sitting where you're sitting? Can you feel gravity pulling you into your seat? Gravity pulling your feet into the floor? What do you feel? And when your mind wants to think and wander off, that's okay. Thank your brain for doing its job and then ask it to focus and focus on what you're feeling. Now, let's shift our focus just a little bit from the physicalness of the breath and the gravity. How do you feel mentally and emotionally? Have you found that calm? Have you focused and let go of your to-do list? If not, that's okay. Keep breathing. And if so, remember this feeling. Remember what taking 2 minutes to breathe can actually do for you. And go ahead and repeat after me in your mind. I am safe. I am here in this present moment, and all is well. I am right where I need to be. I am aligning with my inner being, with who I truly am, and all is well. When you're ready, open your eyes. I'm hoping that you found that calm and that connection to your inner being. And if not, maybe breathe a little bit longer. Definitely refer back to this later in the day when things start to get hectic, when you start to get frustrated or overwhelmed. Take a few minutes and breathe, reconnect, and move forward. And go kick some ass.